各位弟兄姊妹，
各位弟
你
兄
好。
姐妹，各位弟兄，你们好。
因为有啲西人咧，我要可以讲多啲英文。咁你哋听我卫东嘅国语，同埋我少少英文，我谂就得到啦。
Now we come to chapter five, chapter six of Solomon's building the temple.
我们来到列王记上第六章，所罗门建圣殿。
In chapter 5, we saw how Solomon prepared the temple materials and labor.
就是我们在第五章，我们看到所罗门如何预备这个建殿的材料和劳工。
In chapter 6,
在第六章
，the entire chapter, as I told the kids, it's very dry reading, isn't it?
这第六章反正是一个怎么设计的一个。
I'm no architect.
我不是一个建筑师。
Are you a architect?
你们是建筑师吗？
How many feet by how many feet?
这是多少尺？多少尺？
What's this and here and there?
这多长多宽？
So by itself, this is a very difficult sermon to preach.
这是一个非常困难的 sermon.
But anyway, I hope you will look at the diagram as well.
我希望大家看看这个图。
Chapter 6 contains a lot of specifications.
这第六章包很多建筑的要求。
They'll tell us, the size of the building, how many, what they are.
它包括了这个就是圣殿的大小。
So how should we approach this text?
就是我们怎么去读这个这个就是这个经文呢？
Now let me suggest.
就是让我给大家一个建议。
When you look at this text,
让你看这个圣经。
Treat yourself as a tourist.
就让你自己看成是一个旅游者。
What's written down in the Bible?
就是怎么从圣经上读到的
？It's as if the tour guide was holding his microphone, telling you blah blah blah.
就好像是一个导游告诉你说怎么样怎么样怎么样。
Now, nobody has seen Solomon's temple.
没有人能够见到所罗门的圣殿。
Because it was destroyed in 586 BCE.
这个圣殿因为在主前586年前被毁。
So nobody has seen it.
所以没有人能够看到。
Now from the Bible.
从圣经上来看
,if you look at the book of Ezra,
只要你看圣经以斯拉记
,chapter 3,
这第三章
,verses 12,
这第12节。
好，辉东请你跟我读三章十二节。
然而有许多祭司、利未人、族长，就是见过旧殿老的人，现在亲眼看见立殿的在根基，便大声哭号。也有许多大声欢呼。
This verse is about some elderly people who went back to Jerusalem.
所以这是见证了一些老一代的以色列人称就是回到耶路撒冷。
They were standing at the old foundation site.
他们站在老的圣殿跟前。
They remember the glory of the first temple.
他们所以能够记得以前的圣殿的荣光
，and it no longer stands，
所以已经不再存在。
They wept，
已经被毁了。
Wept，
哭，哭泣，他们哭泣。
They saw the glory of the past，
他们见到以前的荣光。
From this verse， I only do some deduction，
所以从这个我会做一些演绎。
It must have been a very beautiful temple.
是说应该是非常非常漂亮的圣殿。
Words cannot describe it.
是说也不能够以言语来描述。
Now, if you like, you can do a project as looking up at whatever website to see how people reconstruct Solomon's temple.
就是可以看到如果能够想象怎么去重建所罗门的圣殿。
Just for your information.
这是一些介绍。
The second temple was rebuilt by Ezra and Nehemiah.
就是第二 第二个圣殿是被建
尼希米
尼希米
以斯拉
以斯拉
But they were not very good
他不是非常好
Somebody has to do the redo the job and that's King Herod the Great
就是说这是要诚有些人要诚心做这个圣殿
Who is King Herod the Great
谁是西律王
Matthew chapter 2.
大家可以看到
The Herod mentioned in Matthew chapter 2, that's the Herod. 在马可马太福音
马太福音第二章
提到的
西律
西律王就是这个人
就是这个
Ironically, 讽刺的
讽刺的是
When Herod heard of Jesus Christ's birth from the Magi.
就他们听到这个
东方博士
听东方博士说举耶稣诞生
He wanted to kill Jesus.
他忘要把基督杀了大家还记不记得这个信息
So this guy is ambivalent.
所以这个人是一个就说是怎么讲呢是一个
很难猜测的人
很难猜测的人
It took this kind of person to rebuild the second temple.
就是让这样的人去重建第二圣殿。
Even then,
即使他
the second temple was destroyed in 70 AD.
就是说第二圣殿也被在举后78年被毁。
70年
。
So the temple you see today standing in Israel,
就是你看今天有没有圣殿在以色列
First of all, is there a temple? I don't know.
我知道我不知道。
If it were a temple,
如果是真的这
个 I would call it the third temple.
我就应该叫第三圣殿。
No, I'm just making this up. There's no third temple.
没有第三圣殿。
I haven't been to the Palestine.
我没有到过巴勒斯坦。
If you go there,
如果你去到那
go to Jerusalem.
去到耶路撒冷。
See the temple still there.
如果看了圣殿还在那个地方
It's not there.
没有在那。
Why?
为什么
The dome of the rock is there.
这石头还在那个地方。
So, no third temple.
没有第三圣殿。
Whose property is that dome?
谁是有这个石头的拥有权
The Muslims.
穆斯林。
So there's no third temple.
所以没有第三圣殿。
Okay,
第三圣殿。
This is beyond my scope.
就是这个已经超出我的范围。
But what I want to tell you is, temple is a very interesting subject.
就说我告诉你，这圣殿是非常有趣的课题。
It's worth your while to investigate.
是你应该去投资的，你应该去花时间、花精力去看的。
Now, I just want to mention another stuff from this passage.
我要想提到另外一件事情。
Solomon's temple is very beautiful, no doubt about it.
就说所罗门圣殿非常漂亮，没有人会怀疑。
But it does not stand today.
就今天已经不复存在。
Who stands today?
谁今天站在那
？God still stands today.
我们神还仍然站在那。
So you can see from what human beings can look at.
就如果从人的角度来看
，No matter how beautiful it was.It has been, even it may be in the future, it will be gone.
就无论是过去多么辉煌，或者说以后还是有，它最终会离开。
So, worship the gift giver.
就说我们要去敬拜这个圣给礼物的圣给礼物的人。
Temple is really a symbol of the Lord's presence.
就是说圣殿是一个很简单的一个
记号。That symbol remind us of the originator, which is God.
就是说这个圣殿让我们想到它的创始者神。
Okay, let's come back to the text.
让我们回到这个经文。
My first is introduction.
就是第一节是引言
6:1
这第六章第一节 以色列人去埃及地后480年，所罗门做以色列王第四年西部月，就是二月。
Verse 1 is a, is a theological statement.
就是说第二章是一章这个
神学宣言。
神学宣言。
It tells us the date of the building of the temple, right?
它是告诉我们建殿的日期。
It's the fourth year of Solomon's reign.
是所罗门王做以色列王第四年。
Now that we can equate to 966 BC.
它是在距前966年。
And the text says this is 480 years after the Exodus.
这就是说经文说是在以色列人出埃及地480年。
From that we can deduce the Israelites exited from Egypt in 1446 BC.
就可以断定就是说以色列人去埃及是在举前1446年。
This is simple arithmetic, isn't it?
这就是一个很简单的就是说
966 plus 480. That's how I got 1446.
这就是一个很简单的数学966加480。
Now, 966 minus 480 is 486.
就是966减480就变486年。
Now I have a little difficulty, but I see that in 486, that's the year after the second temple has been rebuilt.
就是说在这个第二个圣殿480年以后，举前486年，第二个圣殿已经被重建了。
So that means the second temple was finished in 516 BC.
就第二圣殿建成的时间是距前516年。
So you can see Solomon's reign is at the height of the Jewish, of the Israelite history.
所以你会看到所罗门是在当时以色列人的最顶峰时期。
It's the pinnacle of Israelite history.
就是在一个开创时期，这边一个顶峰的时期。
It's the richest time in Israel history.
也是在以色列人最富有的时期。
Geographically,
在地理上来讲。
I think I mentioned last time.
我记得我上次讲。
Israel's
以色列
boundaries were the widest at Solomon's time.
就是说，他也是在他版图最大的时候。
It's a very glorious time.
这是一个非常繁华富有时候。
I'd like to introduce you some Chinese words.
其实我要用一些我用中文来讲。
高处不胜寒。
高处不胜寒。
When you reach the highest point,
when 你到最高点的时候
you feel cold.
你感到冷。
When you reach the top of Himalayas,
当你遇到最高点的时候
That's the highest point on earth, isn't it? Don't you feel cold?
你感到冷吗
This is a Chinese saying.
这就是说中文说的高处不胜寒。高处
不胜寒。
不胜寒。
When you are at the high space, you cannot help but to feel the cold.
所以你在高处的时候你都会感到冷吗
So when one reaches the plateau of his career,
就是说当你到这个人生最高峰
最高成就的时候
最高成就的时候
From then on
从此以后
What will follow
你在这会是什么样的结果呢
Downhill
就开始走下坡路
Right After the top you cannot reach any higher
当你到了最顶上的时候你不能再往上高去走了
So this statement is also a description of Solomon's reign
这个也反映了所罗门当时的情形。
In other words,
另外一句话来讲
，The author is saying something sarcastically。作者亦都好讽刺咁讲嘢啊。
作者有很讽刺的说法。
起完圣殿之后咧，
起完圣殿之后
，After he has rebuilt this temple 咧，
当你成就圣殿之后
，He's not going to go up。
他再没有再往上走。
He's going to go down.
他就往下走。
And the lowest point in his life is chapter 9.
他最低就是第九章。
So introduction is, this verse is capturing Solomon's reign and what's to come.
就这是一个大纲所罗门的所罗门圣殿是怎么回事。
My point number two is the external structure.
就是说我第二点是外部建筑。
Or interior furniture, it should be
external.
External to furnishing. External.
External.
Okay. Alright, it's from verses 2 to 14.
从第二节到十四节。
Okay, may I refer you back to the diagram?
让大家来看到这个图。
The USB.
这是看到一个 USB。
Now you look at the rectangle.
你看看这个图。
That's the temple.
这就是一个圣殿。
The temple.
这是圣殿。
It contains the holies.
它包含圣所。
And the holy of the holies.
和至圣所。
So if you look at our translation, it's an outer building, inner sanctuary. That is in this rectangle.
就是说可以看到这是外面这是外殿。
Now, you see that USB thing, that's a little extension out.
就看到这个出来这部分。
That's the porch.
这是阳台或者说。
Platform.
台。
It has stairways coming down.
就是说有这个楼梯可以走下来。
Now, I'm going to go over verse 4 on now.
好我们现在看。
Verse 3.
我们看第三节。
The temple is 60 cubit, that is 90 feet.
就说这个长是60肘，算是90尺。
20 cubit wide, that's 30 feet wide.
就说宽20肘，30尺。
The height is 30 cubit, that's 45 feet high.
高30肘45尺。
What I just said is from verse 3.
这是第三节的经文。
Now outside the temple, you have the, I have it in Chinese. It's called a 顶云啊。It's the yard of the temple.
这个圣殿之外是田园，是这个殿院。
The entrance to the temple is always facing east.
它这个圣殿的门永远是向东打开的。
Why is facing east?
为什么是朝东打开的？
East is where the sun rises.
是东是太阳升起的地方。
It's the beginning of the day.
是一天的开始。
So when one goes into the sanctuary, you have to go through the door. That's the beginning of everything to follow.
就是说你要从真正的一天是一切都要按照神的要求。
Okay, verse 4.
这是第四节。
This sanctuary.
这个就是这阳台。
Let me see. 圣殿的外院。向东，
所以庭园是向门是开向东朝开。
顶鱼呢 ？That means the yard 呢？
它这个就是殿院呢
？It's going out a little bit to the east 30 feet，
就是向外伸长30尺。
Now you look at this diagram，
就是大家看看这个图。
Entrance is facing east，
就是这个。正门是向东。
The long walls on the bottom is facing south.
这个下面是朝南。
And the top wall is facing north.
这个是上面是朝北。
Okay. Now, in my diagram, it says a storage room. It's really the space in the yard, temple yard. That's about 15 feet.
所以这里大概是有一尺五尺宽，这个就是说这个储藏区物室。
We live in North America.
我们在北美生活。
The house.
我们的房子。
Okay. It's at the middle.
在中间。
You have yards.
你有这个庭院。
Front yard.
前庭院
backyard
有前院和后院和以后旁边
same idea
就旁边的院
except the yard is 15 feet
这个朝东朝北的这个有
all over
这每一个
okay north side west side south side the yard is about 15 feet wide
就说无论是朝东啊不朝西朝北朝南这个亚这个就是宽的都是15尺。
Let me see, see in front of the yard, then there is another portion is 30 feet.
就这里呢在朝东的时候出门口再还有30尺。
You see the altar there.
你大家可以看到的是哦这是这个祭坛。
So you look at this diagram.
大家看到这个图。
The structure itself is about 135 feet.
就这整个大概是135尺。
And you another 15 feet in front of it is a total of 155, right? 135 plus 30, 150 feet.
这个整个加起来大概是150尺。
I live at Don Mills and York Mills.
我在Don Mills 和
I'm not boasting my house size.
我不是说想说我的 house 有多大。
Let me mention the houses are larger than mine on the south side of York Mills.
就是说他这个房子比我那边的房子要大一点。
The frontage is 70 feet.
就是这个宽是70尺。
And it can be 160 feet deep.
就是说150尺150尺长。
In US, you may have houses bigger than this, right?
在美国肯定有很多房子比这个还大。
What I'm trying to say is, this temple itself is not very big.
就是我是告诉大家，这个圣殿并不是特别大。
Okay, now, of course, outside this diagram, you have the outer circle, that's another thing.
当外面很多外围，那是另外一件事。
It's not described here.
它没有在这里描述。
Any area outside this is for the Gentiles.
就是说，在外面的这一个是。
This is from 外邦人呢。
外邦人。
The Gentiles cannot even come into this compound.
就是说，外邦人是不能来到这的。
If you read the Acts of Apostles.
就是说你如果读到这个就是。
Paul was arrested outside the temple.
就是说
保罗被人哋
保罗
你都捉住
被人抓住
保罗被人哋话佢带外邦人入咗圣殿佢诬告佢 Paul was falsely accused of inviting Gentiles into this compound
就是说保罗被人诬告他带外邦人到圣殿所以被别人抓住
this area you saw here the Jews can only come into thethe yard.
就可以看到只有犹太人才能来到这里。
Now, let me go on. Verse
6. 第六节。
Verse 5.
先我们先看第五节。
It says on the south side of the temple.
就是他说到这个就说在这个圣殿南边。
It's a separate structure.
就说有另外的一些结构。
Three stories, 三层啊。
是三层的结构。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Okay, the bottom, 下层 the bottom is 12 feet.
就是下层是12尺。
The middle floor is 9 feet.
就真层是9尺。
咁计错，呀！上层咧10.5尺。
这个应该不是，这个是应该是。
Sorry，
这个是7.5尺。
OK。我再讲多次啊，下层咧系五爪，即系六。
7.5。
The ground floor 6.5 feet tall, which is 5 cubit. One cubit is equal 1.5.
所以下层应该是宽五肘7.5尺
middle floor 9 feet
就说中间是宽是九六肘九尺
top floor 10.5 feet
就上层是宽七肘10.5尺
and it has separate
beams.
就是这个独立的这个梁木。
The beams does not touch, or does not go through the temple wall.
就是说它是不能够插入到这个殿墙的。
Now let's look at verse 7.
然后我们看第七节。
圣殿其中的部分呢，他们配合到 the portions in the temple, they coordinate very well.
就是圣殿这个部分它是配合得非常好。
All materials,
所有的材料。
If you work on it, you cannot use hammer.
这不能用锤子。
Axes,
斧子。
Chisels, or any metal.
说其他的铁器。
So verse 7 tells us,that there's no noise of hammering.
就第七节告诉我是听不到瓮火的声音。
You have to do everything by hand.
你要做所有的都是用手工来做。
I don't know how you do it.
我不知道你怎么去做。
I'm a gardener myself.
我在家的时候很喜欢做。做
I have to use shrubs.
就是这种我自己
挖的。I don't know how they do this.
我不知道他。
So this is a miracle in itself.
这是非常就是说神奇的。
Verse 8.
这是第八节。
It's filled in some holes of verse 5.
这是它应该是补充第五节的。
The separate structure.
这是第三层的结构。
The three-story structure.
这三层的房屋。
Okay, it's about it facing south.
就是向南的那一边。
They have circular stairs.
它有这种就是说就是这弧形的楼梯。
The separate structure is three story high.
就是说这有三层结构。
Is like a
弧形的楼梯。
啊。
是螺丝形的。
Like a,
就是说旋转形的。
Big at the top.
就是说旋转建在这个塔里面。
A small at the bottom.
就是很小在这个
Okay, the stairway is circular shape.
就是一个旋转型的。
So the reason I point this out is against our thinking, right?
就是这个是让我们去想象。
We always build houses, the lower the foundation, the larger the area, right?
就我们这房子的下面这是最宽的。
Now this set of structure is opposite.
就是这个是这个正好是相反。
I don't know why.
我不知道为什么。
Worth your research.
这已经超出了这个。
I guess one of the things is God is doing something that human cannot do.
我相信是神做了一些事情人不能做的。
Okay, let's look at verse 9.
然后我们看第九节。
All the beams and frames are made from cedar.
就所有的横梁和框框都是以香柏木做的。
Verse 10 also fill in, give us more information about the separate structure.
就第四节也跟我们一些补充房屋的建筑。
Each floor is 7.5 feet.
就每一层都是高 7.5 尺。
Each story is attached to the temple by the beam of cedar.
就每一层都是用这个横梁都摆在就摆在这个就是框框上面。
We believe that the separate structure is for use by the priest.
我相信这个是为祭司所用的。
Anyway,
this
house, this temple is very attractive.
就是这个是非常美丽的。
And functional.
和非常实用。
Now,
现在
this is very driving. I'm getting over to some words and actions.
等我就是用画了描述。
Okay, verses 12 and 13.
就说在第十二到第十三节。
It's a very, they are very encouraging words.
是一些非常鼓励人心的话。
The Lord is telling Solomon stuff.
就神就说向所罗门施恩。
Okay, I think the media is by a prophet.
我相信这个就是说媒介是透过这个先知。
The Lord spoke to Solomon twice.
就是神向所罗门两次宣告。
Okay, once is in chapter 3.
这第一次是在第三章。
Next time is in chapter 9.
第二次是在第九章。
is in dreams.
That's the 梦中是.
Now verses 12 and 13 here, the Lord is speaking.
在第十二到十三节的时候,
we don't know the mode of talking.
就说, 我们知道就是说神向所人说话并没有说是在梦之显现,
so we believe must be through a prophet.
我相信应该是透过就是先知。
Okay. 韦东请你读12到13节。
OK. 论到你所见的这殿，你又遵循我的诺令，遵守我的典章，遵守我一切诫命，我必向你应验我所应许你父亲大卫的话。 我必去了以色列人中间，并不丢弃我们以色列。
This is the prophet saying. We don't know the name of the prophet.
这是先知说的，但我们不知道是哪一位先知。
Literally speaking, 在文学上来讲呢？ I think this is the author's talk. The author talking.
我相信这是祭司所说的。
Now, who is the author of Kings?
谁是这个就是祭司呢？
We don't know.
我不知道,
but commentator give him or give them a name, the Deuteronomist,
生命记学者，这就是生命记学者要讲的，同耶和华在第三章五到十四节
same as what the Lord spoke at chapter 3 verses 5 to 14 and same as chapter
9.和第九章二节一样。
The basic process is obey the word of God.
就是这样是你要遵循上帝所说的话。
Listen to him.
遵循一切诫命。
And then the Lord will not give you up.
就是说我将是因念，就是说我所说的。
You see, what is spoken here is same as the word that David spoke to Solomon before. In David's dying bed.
就是跟大卫王去世前给所罗门的遗言。
And the same as what the Lord told Solomon in Solomon's dream, chapter 3, verses 10 to 15.
也是上帝向所罗门所说的话在第三章10到15节。
So we have to learn something very important here.
但我们要学一些很重要的一些东西。
If the king does not obey the word of God,
如果王不遵循神的话,
God can change kings.
神能够改变，就是说换掉王。
There's a lot of application.
这是有很多这样的应用。
In a church.
在我们在教堂。
If the pastor does not obey Jesus Christ,
如果牧师不遵循神的话,
you know, I'll say in the second sentence.
然后,
Jesus can change pastors, right? So the important thing is follow what God says.
所以最重要的是遵循神所说的,
from king down
从神往,
to everybody.
到每一个人,
so when we see things are not working well in church, in country,
然后我们在看到教堂在这个国家有一些不好的现象,
don't blame God.
不要去责备上帝,
blame our disobedience.
就要责备我们自己没有执行,
failing to listen and act according to what he says, right?
我们要遵循神的一些诫命, 要遵循他所说的话。
Okay, verse 14.
在第14节,
outside structure is finished.
就外部结构已经完毕。
My point number 3.
在我的第三点,
is internal structure.
就是说内部结构。
This is about the inner sanctuaries.
就是说是关于内部的建筑。
It talks about everything is in cedar, pine, or fir.
都谈论的是香柏木这个和这个就是。
I got this that a cedar and fir is just like twins.
就我说这个香柏木就是和这松木就像是一个兄弟一样。
They are used in the holy of holies.
就被用在至圣所。
So you can see Solomon used the best.
所以所罗门用了最好的最昂贵的
best material,
最好的材料,
because from here we know that he truly loved God.
因为他这个时候是真心的爱神,
he gave his best.
他给了最好的。
Then you ask me, Pastor Don, how come he loved the Lord so much? then he disobeyed the Lord later on.
就说，汤姆斯，你看他这么热爱神，为什么他以后又不遵敬神的话语呢？
This teaches us something.
这能告诉我们什么呢？
You may say you love the Lord today.
就没说你今天热爱我们主。
But down the road.
就说你就开始走下坡路。
You may miss it too.
你就会失去方向。
So that's why we have to trust the Lord every day.
所以这时候我们要每一天去相信神。
Don't trust yourself.
当不要说过相信你自己。
Okay, verses 16 to 18 is talking about the inner sanctuary.
就是说，16到18就是描述内殿。
30 feet.
就30尺
long.
长。
Of course, it's made of cedar.
自然是以香木遮盖。
It's paneling and covering as well.
就是说，用一些全部以香木遮盖。
Now, the inner temple and the outer room, that is, they both this, holy and holy, they are really the crust of the temple, 90 feet long.
就是内殿外殿加起来应该是94尺长。
Now, inner temple.
就是内殿。
Inner temple, 内殿的前面是外殿。 That means he's talking about the holy now.
他这又讲到圣所，就说内殿前的外殿。
Alright, look at the diagram again.
来，我们看看这个图，再看这个图。
It's the holy place.
就这是圣所。
40 feet, 40 cubits, that's 60 feet long.
就是这是四十轴，六十尺宽，六十尺长。
Verse 17.
对，17节。
Now, let's look at verse 18.
然后我们看到第18节。
6:18. The inside of the temple was cedar.
就内部全部是以香木做成。
Carved with gods and open flowers.
就说是上面刻有这个就是。 野花和抽开的花,
everything was cedar.
一切都是以香木木制,
no stone was to be seen.
没有任何石头被暴露。
So you can see how much workmanship has been put into it.
所以你可以看到有多少的工作在里面所做。
Alright, let's look at the next one.
让我们看下一面。
That's the Ark of the Covenant.
就是说在神有个居所。
Verses 20 to 22, we are talking about the Holy of Holy.
就是我们在20到22节，我们是讲至圣所。
Holy of Holy is, you can see it's a little bit smaller.
你可以看到至圣所要小一些。
It's about, one third of the, temple.
大概是相当于这个三分之一的这个是。
Inside the Holy Holy, we have the Ark of the Covenant.
就是说我们知道这个在这个至圣所有这个约会。
The Ark of the Covenant was made in Egypt.
就是说这个约柜是在埃及地所制造的。
Okay. You know, this is the meeting place of God and man.
就这是一个神与人相会的地方。
In the Ark of the Covenant,
就是这个约会,
you have two cherubims.
就是有两个基路伯。
Cherubims, they guard
就基路伯,
the entrance to the paradise.
就说基路伯是来守卫进入这个乐园的地方。
I'm talking about Genesis chapter 2.
我是在讨论在创世纪第二章。
They are the watchdog of God's face.
就是它是一个守门的狗一样的，在守卫着神的这个就是乐园。
Okay, so you have two cherubims, and between the cherubims is the mercy seat of God.
就说在两个 这个基洛伯中间是这个
西恩宝座上，
是施恩宝座上。
Once a year，
这每年一次。
The high priest，
就这个最高。
Enter into the holy of holy，
就能够进到至圣所。
And sprinkle blood at that mercy seat，
就是在宝血洒在这个洒血在这个宝座上面。
然后呢 ，and then if God for let me tell you something， if God forgive the sins of Israel，
如果神这个赦免以色列的罪
，the high priest can walk out alive，
就是说这个最高祭司能够走去这个至圣所。
If the priest is sinful，
如果说有罪的话
，the high priest dies there。
就那个最高的祭司就要死在里面。
And nobody can come in and pick up the corpse。
没有人能够进去，能够把它拿出来。
So the high priest has to come in with a something tying around his body。
就是说这个最高的祭司走进去的时候，身上都要捆一个绳索。
A rope。
就是一个绳索。
In case he dies。
就以防他死的时候。
People outside can pull him out。
就说外面的人就能够通过这个绳索把它拉出来。
You get the picture？
你能够想象吗
？Nobody can enter the holy holy except the high priest。
没有人能够进到至圣所，需要最高的祭司。
On the day of atonement，
这是在这个在
赎罪日。
赎罪日。
If he comes out alive，
如果是能够
，God will give Israel sin。
就是神能够。
If he dies there，
如果他死在里面
，God did not forgive，
就神就不赦免
，because that place is sinful，
因为那个地方是非常。
I have heard about this in Jewish writing，
就是我听说这个就是这里就是。
This is about the second temple，
这是第二个圣殿。
Second temple period that means after Israel has returned，
就是以色列回归以后。
I'm talking from my memory。
就我
200 and some odd years，
就是大概是在200多年。
They have to change high priest close to 200 times。
他要就是说，不但
要更换嗰个
最高级，大
二百零年，
200多年要更换200多次。
但系要换个大祭司系差唔多200个。
要差不多要换200个大祭司。
即系呢条线要用咗差唔多200次。
就是那么这个神说要犯两百次。
But the trouble is, even the high priest dies.
因为这个大祭司死了。
A lot of people want to be the high priest.
许多人都要希望成为大祭司。
Now that's something for you to think about.
这是让你去思考一下。
Anyway, let me describe verses 23 to 28.
让我们回到第23到28节。
You can see the cherubims are made of, olive wood, right?
你可以看这两个基洛伯是一些橄榄木做的。
And, let me describe this way.
用我另外一种方法来描述。
Cherubims are really angels.
就是说这个就是基洛伯就是一个
two cherubims.
两个基洛伯。
They all stretch out the wing.
它都有翅膀。
Okay. One cherubim will raise his wing touching the wall.
他就是说一个基洛伯的这个右边的翅膀打
the other wing，
就另外一个翅膀呢
touch fully stretch，
就是他反正伸开的
the other cherubim，
就另外一个
that's the same thing，
他做同样的事情
have his left wing his wing touching the wall，
他左手就是左翅膀他就是
and his wing touching with the wing of the other，
就这个就是他另外一个基洛伯的翅膀。大家有没有看到这个？
And this is where the two wings meet.
这是两个，这个就是基洛伯。
Below it，
在下面。
That's the mercy seat.
这才是施恩宝座。
What does this tell us？
这个告诉我们什么呢
？This mercy seat，
这个施恩宝座
connects human being to God，
就是人和神。
Connects earth to heaven，
和地球和天堂。
Brothers and sisters。
叫弟兄姊妹们
，The Ark of the Covenant，
就是这月柜
，should have been talked about in Exodus， not here， not now， right？
应该是在在是在这个出埃及记谈的，不是我们现在。
It's a lot of stories.
有很多很多的故事。
But anyway, we see that in the temple.
哎，我们看到在这圣殿里面
，God is also reaching us.
神来到我们当中。
Now it's Christmas time.
现在是圣诞节时间。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢
？God is reaching us through human flesh.
就是说，神，道成肉身来到我们的地上。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约时代
，God reached His people.
神是接受他的民
，with at the Ark of the Covenant in Exodus.
就是说，透过约柜
，and now with the people in the temple.
现在人在这个圣殿里面
，in the New Testament,
在新约时代
，God reaches us.
神接着我们
through Jesus Christ,
透过主耶稣基督
with flesh and blood,
又透过他的肉和血。
You see that God is increasing His love to us.
有没有看到神增加他的这个爱
？I hope you see this.
我希望大家看到这一点。
So we don't have the temple now.
我们现在没有圣殿。
We have Jesus Christ now.
我们有主耶稣基督。
Now anyway, let's look at verse 29 to 35.
让我们看29到35节。
This is repeating, everything is very good, expensive, gold.
所以这是在不停的重复，一切都非常美好，一切都是金。
You can read it.
你可以读到。
And point number four.
在第四点。
This is not described in my diagram.
这没有在我这图里面描述出来。
This is called the outer yard.
就是这个是外院。
That's beyond my picture.
就是在我这个图的四周。
Let's read verse 36.
让我们读到第36节。
我从心里读。
他又用搓成的石头三层镶薄膜一层建筑内院。
Inner courtyard,
就是在这个 yard 里面
啊。I think this must be the priest's residence. So that's why in some churches.
所以这个为什么有些在一些教堂
，the pastor lives,
这牧师
in the church,
他住在圣殿里面。
Where do they get the reference from?
他是什么地方得到这个就是概念，就是从这来的。
So Old Testament priests,
是说
serve God.Day and night.
就是说以前的祭司不分昼夜都
okay, I'm speaking through internet.
所以我If
anybody is thinking about building a church,
所以往往想到建
follow the temple pattern,
都喜欢按照这个圣殿的这个结构
build the pastor's residence besides the church.
都喜欢把牧师的房子建在教堂的周围。
You save the pastor traveling time back and forth.
你可以看到牧师很方便的进
教。You save some insurance money.
也可以节省一些保险公司。
But you give the priest or the pastor full attention to serve God in the church.
就是这样，这牧师能够更专心的去在教堂里服侍神。
And everybody can come in and talk to the pastor in the church.
就任何人都可以来到教堂，可以和牧师接触到牧师。
All right, my number five point.
然后我的第五点。
Solomon takes 7 years to complete the temple.
所罗门用了七年时间来完成圣殿。
They spend endless. It's almost if there's no budget, right?
好像这个是没有他没有预算。
So what can I make out of this?
但我可以说这是什么样的就是
Solomon wants to give his best to the Lord.
就所罗门希望他把最好的献给神。
And the Lord provided him abundantly. Solomon 想想给最好的上帝。
所罗门想把最好的给上帝。
上帝也都将他所需要的全部供应。
上帝也将他所需要的全部供应。
So what's the lesson here?
这什么我们可以学到呢
？If you want to give your best to God,
只要你把最好的贡献给神的时候
，And God will give you the ability so that you can give Him the best.
就神就可以给你能力，让你可以给他最好的。
Okay, now here are my comments.
所以这是我的一些就是感言。
Jeremiah talks about the temple.
说耶利米谈及到一个圣殿。
Jeremiah chapter 7.
说耶利米先知第七章。
Is regarded as the temple sermon.
就可以说是一个有关这个就是圣殿的讲章。
When I read Jeremiah chapter 7, I feel shaken.
说我当我读到第七章的时候，我感到这个，很震撼。
Because you see in Israelites prophets.
所以你会看到这个以色列民当时的生命。
They criticize the temple.
他们说滥用了这个圣殿。
Who criticized temple most?
谁用圣殿最多呢？
谁批评啊？
哦，谁批评最多呢？
Jeremiah.
那就是耶利米。
How he criticized the temple?
他如何去批评圣殿呢？
That's in Jeremiah chapter 7.
在耶利米先知书第七章。
Okay. The temple itself, I should say, is neutral.
所以圣殿本身应该是个中性的。
You worship God in the temple.
你在这圣殿里面敬拜神。
But you have to come inside the temple with a righteous heart.
所以你要来到这圣殿要有正确的心态。
You have to do what God's will.
你应该按照去做神所希望你去做的。
Then your worship is worthwhile.
但是这个圣，你这个敬拜是值得的。
But in Jeremiah's time,
在耶利米先知时期的时代
，Jeremiah saw people sinning,
就是看到所有人都在犯罪。
And came to the temple.
他来到这个圣殿。
And sin.
但继续犯罪。
So this is a purposeless worship.
这是我们应该正确的方法。
And Jeremiah was predicting.
Prophesying.
The temple will fall. 耶利米预言。
耶利米预言。
圣殿会被毁。
会被毁。
Nobody believes him.
也没有人相信他。
Our temple is so great.
现在他是。
God is here.
神在。
What are you talking about, Jeremiah?
为什么要讨谈论耶利米先知
？And you have the false prophets.
你如果有错误的。
Jeremiah, you don't know what you're talking about.耶利米，你唔知你自己啱乜嘢？
你不知道你在讲什么？
我哋嘅上帝 ，Our God is so great. He's protecting us. What are you talking about?
我们的上帝是非常的哦，都保护我。你在说什么呢
？The point Jeremiah is making is，
这就是耶利米先生所指出的是
，If you don't have a holy life，
你如果没有这个圣洁的心灵
，Even though you worship God in such beautiful temple。
即使你在这个这么漂亮的圣殿
上 God will not bless you.
神并不会祝福你。
If you're banking your security on a good temple,
就是说如果
你依靠这个圣殿，哇，有圣殿呢，我们就会安全啦。
如果是你经常说依靠这个美丽的圣殿的话，我们就安全的话。
God will let the temple destroy.
神就会让这个圣殿被毁。
And it did.
并且他做了。
In 586 BC.
在主前586天
，Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came and destroyed the temple. 尼布加比沙王。
尼撒比。
尼布加尼
撒。尼布加尼撒王被毁坏了圣殿。
That was in 586.
那是在主前586天。
You know why Jeremiah makes this comment?
你为什么说？耶利米先知做出这个预言呢
？Do you know who Jeremiah's ancestor is？
你知道谁？
边个系耶利米嘅祖先啊？
谁是耶利米的祖先？
以利啊。
以利。
Do you know Eli？
你知道以利吗
？The teacher of Samuel, right？
是撒
母耳的是。Where did Eli set up in Shiloh？
就是他在什么地方去服务神呢？
在示罗。
在示罗。
In Jeremiah's time，
在耶利米先知时候
，Is there a temple at Shiloh anymore？
还有是还在 还有在四楼吗？
在四楼中央部圣殿呢？
在四楼还有没有圣殿呢？
没有了，只有这个所罗门的圣殿。
只有所罗门圣殿。
Jeremiah experienced from his own family history.
他是从他自己家人这个历史。
My forefather Eli.
和我以前的。
And his son.
他有两个儿子。
It's my ancestor. 我的祖先来的。
也是我的祖先。
They did not respect God.
他不尊敬上帝。
We are no more.
我们不在，不存在。
我眼里没有。
我眼里没。
Jeremiah, my son.I can only serve in a proper capacity.
我
I'm no longer.
耶利米先知话。
我耶利米先知说。
我而家只系一个先知咋。
我只是一个先知。
我冇做祭司啊。
我没有做祭司。
因为上帝废咗我，废咗我，我嘅祖先啊。
因为神已经废了我的祖先。
因为我的祖先冇敬畏上帝。
因为我的祖先没有敬畏上帝。
My ancestors did not obey God. This is where I am now.So this temple has special feelings to Jeremiah.
就这个就说，这圣殿对耶利米说是有一个很大的这个。
So the real essence is.
这
最重要的部分。
最重要的部分。
Obey God.
就是要遵守上帝。
If God found you out.
就说如果神要废掉你。
如果上帝要将你赶出去。
要赶你出去的话。
You cannot play the game anymore.
你就不能够继续在玩这游戏。
So do not offend the referee.
就说你不要去激怒。
My ancestors.
我的祖先。
我的祖先得罪了耶和华。
得罪了耶和华。
我被踢出这个祭司的游戏。
我被踢出这个祭司的游戏。
我不能再做这些。
我不能再做。
I cannot be a priest anymore.
我不可能再做祭司。
Same thing, temple.
圣殿也是。
Don't obey God.
如果你不遵循上帝。
No more temple.
就没不遵循。
That's Jeremiah's message.
这是耶利米先知的吗
？Very severe.
非常。
So do not look at how beautiful the temple is.
不过这圣殿如何漂亮。
Let me conclude by saying this.
让我们这做这个这。
Westminster Abbey used to be a very big church, big building.Who is a senior pastor?
就说过去那么漂亮，随时在那搞。
Any congregation there? 会有没有会众啊？
有没有会众
？It's only a museum now.
这是一个博物馆。
特别英女王或者查理士王子结婚，或者戴安娜在这里举行安息礼拜的地方。
就支持说英女王。就是查理斯王子接风或者是戴安娜王妃这个行葬的地方。
Westminster Abbey today only serves a space for coronation, for funeral service of Diana, but no longer for worship.
就这个大英博物馆现在就支持成了一个。
So in front of us.
在我们前面。
In many big churches in Europe.
在我们欧洲有很多这个
People disobey God.
他们遵循上帝，教堂不是。不是说那个教堂不是本身不成。
Congregation is no more.
这个就说，这
不。The building still stands.
这个房屋子是还在那个地方。
The building is a museum.
它变成了一个博物馆。
So Jeremiah is a very good lesson.
就说耶利米先知有非常给我们分
享。
所罗门。
Is obey God later.
他如果是说，在以后不遵循上帝。
God put up with it.
神。
For another 400 years.
另外400年。
At the end.
到结束的时候。
Israelites disobey God.
以色列人在继续追。
Okay. The Northern Kingdom fell in 722 BC.
就是说，以色列在。712年被毁。
And the Southern Kingdom fell in 586 BC.
南国在主前582年被毁。
And Jeremiah saw all this.
就是说耶利米先知已经预告这些。
He cried.
他在哭。
So Jeremiah has a name of the weeping prophet.
所以说耶利米先知被是被哭泣的先知。
So our church today.
但我们今天有什么
How are they doing?
我们在做什么呢
？Are we in same as Jeremiah's time?
所以我们是不是在耶利米先知同样时代
？People today care for very high buildings.
所以我们就是关心的是高建筑物。
But they don't care the spirituality of the congregation.
这不关心的是这个，就是说，
灵性啊，
灵性。
So tell them Jeremiah's sermon.
就是告诉他关于这个，就是告诉这些关于耶利米先知sermon.
Let us pray.
但我们有祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.For leaving this book for us to look at Israel's history, it was very glorious. Solomon gave his best to you. Subsequently, after the best, he fell, he declined. You put up with it. You allow the countries to be separated. You put up with the Israelites for another 400 years.And finally, you had it. Even though you sent Jeremiah, your prophet, to announce the fall of Jerusalem, the fall and the temple will be destroyed. Nobody listens. Father, may we take your word into heart. And our churches today are very similar to Jeremiah's time because people care for how high the church buildings are. They don't care about their spirituality before you. Father, let us learn the lesson. Our spiritual before you is most important. It's a prerequisite for worshiping you. May we take that to heart. And Father, as we walk into 2010, may you guide us.May you continue to encourage us. May you continue to give us vision that your pleasure is the most important. And let us work towards that in whatever way we can to please you in our workplace, in our life, in our dealings with friends, in our dealings with colleagues, in our dealings with family members. Let us be your witness.And bring them to you, and your name be glorified. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.